Welcome to Made by Women by the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio. At a moment when businesses face some of the biggest challenges in recent history, we bring you inspiring stories, practical insights, and shared learnings to help you successfully navigate in today's environment. Hi, I'm Kim Azzarelli, and thanks so much for joining us today. Now, we're not out of the woods yet, but as the U.S. economy continues to emerge from the pandemic, it's clear that one tremendous force will help drive America's recovery, and that's small business. That should be no surprise. After all, 99.9% of all businesses in the U.S. are small businesses, and a good percentage of businesses are owned by women, about 13 million, in fact. And the pandemic hasn't slowed them down. In 2020, women were twice as likely to start a business as men were. Today, we're talking to someone who knows the great potential of women-owned businesses, as well as what they need. That's Sharon Miller, President of Small Business and Head of Specialty Banking and Lending for Bank of America. Under her leadership, Bank of America has been recognized as the number one small business lender. And it's no wonder that Sharon's been named one of American Banker's most powerful women to watch in banking for the last three consecutive years. We're going to find out from Sharon what women business owners need so that they, their communities, and our country can succeed. Please enjoy my conversation with Bank of America's Sharon Miller. Sharon, thanks so much for joining us.
Kim, thank you so much for having me today.
So Sharon, you run small business banking for Bank of America. And just recently, in the past month or so, you've been given many additional responsibilities at Bank of America. And you are now one of the more senior women, one of the most, I should say, senior women in banking. Can you tell us a little bit about how you got started, how long you've been at the bank, and whether this was the career you envisioned for yourself?
Well, that's a great question, Kim. I started with the bank 25 years ago and began my career as a financial advisor, helping clients plan for retirement, education planning, all different sorts of items that we help clients with every day. And I did that for 10 years and really enjoyed it. And I moved into a leadership role within wealth management. And from there, have moved to different cities across this country to work with clients, to work with our teammates across the country. And 5 years ago, was asked to lead small business. And did I think this was something I was ever going to do? No, I had no experience really other than helping clients that were small business owners with their personal finances. And, you know, from 5 years ago to today, every day I get up so excited because entrepreneurs are the most spirited, positive, can-do group and really the backbone of our economy. So they inspire me every day. And yes, recently I have also had added responsibility for our specialty lending. So our mortgage lending for our wealth management clients, as well as banking for wealth management and our auto lending business. So it is certainly a great honor and privilege to be able to work with more clients and more teammates across our company.
So you're not busy at all?
Not at all. And I have two kids too. So I'm a mom first, you know, and it's so it is interesting. And so I understand as we talk about women and women business owners and competing priorities, I'm right there.
Well, we are so glad that 5 years ago the bank made that decision because you have been a huge supporter for small business owners, but particularly for women-owned businesses. So as you well know, a significant number of small business owners have been hit really hard by the pandemic, and women-owned businesses especially bore the brunt of that with childcare issues, homeschooling, changes in consumer behavior that had a negative impact on their businesses. But Bank of America recently did a survey of women small business owners and found some good news in that. What did you learn?
Well, women business owners are optimistic, and most of them reported to us that they felt that their business was in good shape, and they've adjusted to the pandemic conditions by giving employees more flexibility. So these are the conversations we're having with our business clients. And we know how challenging it has been. And there has been so many competing priorities for all of us. And as you mentioned, especially women, we do the brunt of, you know, child rearing and wearing multiple hats. If you're a business owner, you're wearing even more hats. So, you know, it is very encouraging what we did hear from our clients during this survey.
That's amazing how resilient women-owned businesses were. We were seeing so many businesses pivot in all different interesting ways. And I think hopefully we're going to come out stronger. But why does the bank think it's important to focus on women-owned businesses? I mean, how do you feel women-owned businesses tie to the economy?
Well, they are just everything. I mean, when I think about women and the importance of women entrepreneurs in our country, I mean, they are fundamental to driving a strong economy. And we also know that women invest into their local communities and they are opening businesses faster than our male counterparts. So it's so important to us to understand at Bank of America how women business owners are feeling, how can we help them? And we're proud that over 40% of our business clients are women. And so it is very important to us.
Well, that's actually a pretty staggering number. And I'm happy to hear you talk about what some call the double dividend, because I don't think most of us recognize that women-owned businesses not only drive economic growth because of their own businesses, which as you said, they're starting at a faster clip than men, but they're also reinvesting back into their community. So creating almost a double dividend when we support women-owned. So that's a really great point. And you've invested, I know the bank has invested more than $2 billion in CDFIs or community development financial institutions. I think most people don't understand or just don't have familiarity with what a CDFI is and how kind of critical that is to our economy for small businesses. For those who don't know, could you tell us a little bit about what CDFIs are and why they're so important in supporting women-owned businesses?
Well, they're known as local loan centers, and they're not-for-profit providers of affordable, responsible lending and technical assistance. And so we feel at Bank of America, it is so important to serve clients of all types. And we especially want to make sure that we are serving in low-income and underserved clients and communities. So when you think about CDFIs, we partner with over 250 across the country, and we have invested over $2 billion to provide lending into communities where perhaps they wouldn't get ordinary lending. And so it is important that we're there. And we want to make sure that we're providing capital in areas where there's opportunity gaps. And we do know that. Almost 60% of women entrepreneurs told us in our survey that they don't have the same access to capital as their male counterparts. And so that is, you know, a troubling statistic as we think about growing business, accumulating wealth, and really providing that growth in the local economies.
Yeah, I mean, access to capital is key. And I think I'm hoping that the women-owned businesses listening to this show look into their local CDFIs, and we'll talk about other sources of capital in a few minutes. But the other thing that I know you found and that I'm excited to have partnered with you on is the importance of education, business education in particular. A lot of people kind of are great actually at running their businesses, great ideas. They've got the kind of business savvy, but they might lack the formal education that can just help them along a little bit faster. And so I know in 2018, we worked with you to help launch the Bank of America Institute for Women's Entrepreneurship at Cornell, which I'm proud to say is my alma mater. What does this institute do and why is this important to the bank?
Well, this is a phenomenal program. And Kim, I appreciate so much your partnership and Finucane's leadership and our entire ESG group for really focusing on entrepreneurship and the importance of training and education. And so this program at Cornell is the only online Ivy League certificate program for women business owners in the world. And we are offering it to women business owners. It's a 12-week course, six courses within that 12 weeks. And it helps women build skills and access resources so that they can scale their business. Because you're right, you may have an idea for a business, but then you think, well, what's next? How do I scale this? Or how do I find different distribution avenues? All of these are topics that we cover And I'm so happy to say that during the pandemic, we actually expanded the opportunity to 50,000 women entrepreneurs to complete this program. And what is really, really important about that, 90% of our entrants into this program, once we expanded, are women of color. And so this has been just an amazing opportunity to not only advance women, but women of color as well. So we are very, very focused on this. And it's just an important part of how we help support the community.
And I mean, it's an amazing program because you're doing it in a way that makes it free of charge. So you're getting this Ivy League certificate free of charge. So that's an amazing thing. You know, you mentioned the statistics, which are kind of staggering. First of all, 50,000 is a huge number of women to get through the program, 90% being women of color. What does the success of this program tell you about women's attitude towards entrepreneurship?
Well, it confirms what we've seen at the macro level. We know that women are launching and growing their businesses at record rates. And so, you know, the data that we see, the most common motivations for women starting their own business coming out of this pandemic, it's, I want to be my own boss. I want to be able to have flexibility. I want to pursue my passion. And so I do think that, you know, during the pandemic, it made us all reflect, you know, how do we see our future and what do we really want to contribute? And women in a big way are going out there and they are starting and following their passion through their business.
Yeah, that's such an important point. I mean, it's so true. The pandemic, I was talking to someone earlier today and she said, if the pandemic didn't make you self-reflective, you're not human.
Exactly.
And I think that's really a great point. And it's so, of course, as we know, we were saying, you know, women sort of did bear an additional burden, particularly with employment and childcare. And I do think a lot of people are thinking differently about what they want to do with their lives and their careers, and starting a business is certainly one path that I know we all heavily support.
We'll be back with Seneca's Made by Women after this short break.
So you had mentioned earlier one of the big obstacles to women's success, of course, and this is, I think, been reported pretty well in the press, is access to capital. And we know that women have had a harder time accessing capital, whether it's loan capital, equity capital, although we have seen some improvement in recent years. But we were, again, so excited to partner with you to launch the Bank of America Access to Capital Directory just a month ago. You know, tell us a little bit about that directory and why the bank launched it.
Well, I mean, it's the first of its kind platform, and it is a phenomenal resource to help educate women business owners on how do you navigate that capital landscape and identifying potential sources for funding. You know, when we talk to our clients and women in particular, our survey that we just completed, it indicated that 42% of women have never applied for a business loan or line of credit. And that's troubling. I think that we've got to be out there in front and saying, here are ways that you can access capital, and here are ways to scale your business. And it's important that we have this tool that is interactive, that can, you know, any stage of your business, you can look and you can understand what is available, whether it be through a loan, whether it be through a capital infusion, who your partners are out there in the community that want to invest in businesses. So this is so important. It's a first step, and we've got, you know, more work to do. And that's the great thing about what we do, Kim. It feels like, you know, every day there is more we can do to help and to provide that education, the training, you know, the resources, and just get the information out there.
Yeah, I think that another statistic that you just gave was kind of amazing about the percentage of women who've applied for a loan. Why do you think that is? I mean, why is it educational? I know, for example, the bank has really great resources on understanding different types of capital, even through this directory, womenscapitaldirectory.com. There's lots of resources there that can point you to learning. But what do you think is holding women back?
Well, I think it's our nature as women. I believe that, you know, we want to have everything right. We want to have the answers. And so what I encourage entrepreneurs to do, all entrepreneurs, but in particular women, I feel it's important that you talk to a partner early on. because you don't have to have all the answers. You're here to, show us your business. What are you trying to achieve? What is your passion? And we can be the partner to say, here's what you're going to need to do if it is, about scaling, or you need to access capital, or maybe it's not time to access capital. Maybe you need to pivot. So these are the conversations we have every day. And I do think in particular with women, we want to have all the answers. We want to have it right before we go in. So I say, don't wait. Come in before you know the answers, and we can help guide you.
Well, I think that's really important advice as an entrepreneur myself and kind of working with entrepreneurs over all these years. It's hard to be objective sometimes about where you are with your own business or what makes the most sense. You get so kind of attached to what you're doing. Sometimes it's just hard to see, get perspective. So I think having a trusted partner who can give you the financial advice and also just, give you a reality check on what makes sense. I mean, I think a lot of women-owned businesses are held back. They're not scaling because they have, there's been a lot of resistance, I think. And I don't think it's our fault, the women entrepreneurs' fault. I think there's just been a lack of dialogue, really, with women-owned businesses about access to capital. And like you said, this perfectionistic, everything has to be perfect for your business to succeed. And in fact, that's not the case. So I think you guys are doing a lot to sort of demystify a lot of this. Is there any final advice you would give women entrepreneurs in this moment coming out of COVID, we hope, and getting ready to either pivot or start a new business?
Well, I mean, we know that new businesses are being created at a record levels. I mean, that's without a doubt coming out of this pandemic. And so I do think it's so important that you have a partner, you have a trusted advisor, that you get help, whether that be online, through the tools that we have available. There's a lot of resources out there that you can go online to really research, but then go in and talk to a business banker so that you have the understanding of what's happening. I mean, we operate in 90 local markets across this country. I mean, we're a huge bank, but we operate in 90 local markets. And that's because every market is a little different. And so what's happening in San Francisco is very different than in San Antonio versus New York. So, we are here in the local communities. We know business is local. And this is really what is going to help us come out of this pandemic and really move the economy forward. We know that that is the engine. Small business is the engine of the U.S. economy. And so it's so important that we are all supporting those small businesses, whether it be shopping small business, supporting them through, the communities, and then all of the areas that we can help across our country. So I just think it's important for all of us to support small business.
Couldn't agree more. I agree. We should definitely make a pitch for everybody listening to Shop Women Owned. So Sharon, it's just a pleasure to have you. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Kim. I appreciate you having me on the show.
It's always so wonderful to talk to Sharon Miller, and such important information. Now, hearing Sharon talk about the potential of women entrepreneurs gives me so much optimism for the future. Here are three things I took from the conversation. First, as Sharon tells us, women entrepreneurs are critical to the U.S. economy, to our communities, and to our country. Second, women entrepreneurs can benefit tremendously from a business education. And thanks to Bank of America, they have access to an online Ivy League program offering a certificate in women's entrepreneurship at no cost. That's the Bank of America Institute for Women's Entrepreneurship at Cornell. Lastly, access to capital is one of women entrepreneurs' greatest needs. That's why we at Seneca Women, in partnership with Bank of America, created the Bank of America Access to Capital Directory. There you can find information on loans, grants, and equity capital, including VC funds. You can also nominate a fund to be included in the directory. Go to womenscapitaldirectory.com to learn more.
Made by Women is brought to you by the Seneca Women Podcast Network and iHeartRadio, with support from founding partner P&G.